for the.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
You're now listening to Shod vs. Smiles.
Yo, this your boy Shod, Shod 41, Mayor of Oak Cliff. I'm here with Sam. This is episode 45 of Shod vs. Smiles. Josh is busy this week, but I said the show must go on. So I basically just was like, yo, let me get the partners on here. We might have one more, but we got to see. I don't know how the internet is across the pond, but he making me not want to go over there because he feel like my bars won't drop.
Bro.
It's scary. That's scary.
Oh my God, bro. Scary hours over there.
It's scary hours over there. But yeah. Yesterday morning, we found out that Bill Russell passed. You know, we sports guys here. If you've ever listened to Ivy's podcast, that's what we do. We talk ball. So
I was sad. He was like my GOAT for a minute. Like, I had that nigga as my GOAT for sure. Not something like undisputed. Like, I couldn't take nothing away from that man. Be like, oh, he was in a small era, like, but no one, as it teams didn't really start even expanding like that.
He was with the ultimate GOAT, bro.
And whooped his ass every time.
Exactly.
Even then, like, you win 11 rings in 13 years. That's something.
11 and 13 is still something. He was the coach. He was the first black coach in North American sports history.
Phenomenal.
He was
like
first.
He was in Boston. He was drafted by Boston during segregation.
And had to deal with that.
That's the one thing that I will never get with.
People that was rooting for Boston was rooting against him, though.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how sick that was.
He went out there and hooped. Like, I think that maybe it's because my dad is just like such an old head. And he's around a bunch of old heads. I could never be like how the new NBA Twitter guys are, like just undercutting every legend. I was like, nah. Bill Russell was still that guy. Dr. J was that guy. George Gervin was that guy. I'd be in my gym class trying to emulate these niggas' moves. So I was like, let me hit him with some shit they ain't seen before.
Me and my partner, Dave, used to hit the skyhook. We was banking them. We was banking because look, that's how we know for a fact you really can't stop the skyhook, bro. Because once you throw it like that, once you throw it up high like that,
because you can't block
catching it. Yeah, who catching it? Unless you jump up, but we ain't even got no height on us when I hit like jump, taller than me. But
if you jump up, then that's considered foul because you got to reach for that.
So we used to cook. Cook with the skyhook on the playground. Shout out to the air raids, which R&D made for outside play. But anyway, another thing I liked about Bill 100% was the fact that before Jim Brown went cuckoo, I'm gonna just call it what it is, because he went from talking civil rights to if you know, you know. That's all we gonna put on Jim Brown. But he was out there with him, Muhammad Ali, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, fight for civil rights. Like, it's normal now for athletes to speak up against things that are going on. But they did it at an era when things were at its peak. I'm talking about they could have got blackballed. I know what Muhammad Ali protested the Vietnam War and got his license revoked, couldn't fight.
Yeah.
So it's like things like that. So I always put Bill Russell in my GO conversation. If y'all want to debate me on this, or y'all want to say, oh, bro, you probably just saying it because he passed, go check my Google history, bro. Just put in Bill Russell, Shod Miller 13. You'll find a gang of tweets, bro. I did nothing but defend that man. So he was always the undisputed GO in my mind. Man won 11 rings. Like I said, two of them, he was the coach. That means he ran I mean, he ran up and down the court and ran plays at the same time. We ain't got that no more. We ain't got nothing like that no more. So,
I mean, you got Bron.
Yeah, Lil GM does. According to him, well, he is talking about running the franchise in Vegas, so maybe play a game or
two. That team is going to be a perennial 7 seed, and they'll talk about it.
Being in Vegas.
You're going to make them niggas trade their picks for nobodies. Bro, LeBron does not handle a rebuild. That's the one thing that I will say. Superstars and transcendent generational talents, they do not know how to do that. They cannot fundamentally coach the game of basketball, and they do not know how to actually build, because they, in their mind, they're still out there on the court. You're forgetting you still need that guy. And in most franchises, how do you get that guy?
Why you unless you're an ass like that.
No, I'm serious. Unless you're LA, New York.
Why you dissing Steve Nash? Like, what do you do to you?
I'm not dissing Steve Nash.
Yeah, I said.
I'm not dissing.
I said, you describe Steve Nash. You describe Steve Nash.
But you have to get the guy, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to get the guy. There's only been a handful of champions.
Y'all can't see my jaw drop because when he describes Steve Nash exactly.
I didn't describe Steve Nash.
He said he still think he on the court. I said, He said, and that's why James Harden went to Philadelphia. Steve Nash don't know what he's doing.
But it's just true. Why do you think
it's true though? It's very
why do you think the sons of role players become superstars? Why do you think superstar sons always end up being bust? Why do you think that superstars could never coach a team? Why do you think that superstars could never like run an actual franchise? It's because these guys were just more so they were just more so physically gifted than your average basketball player.
You heard about this, but you were definitely not alive to remember this. I definitely was alive for this. When Magic coached the Lakers.
I remember hearing about that.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, this is what happened. He won, I think, probably a couple of games. But, like, it was against, like, the bums. Like, I think he beat the Bulls. But I don't think Jordan and them played. Then the next time he had to play them, they got, like, blown out. And that's when Magic realized that he'd rather open up a Starbucks than coach the Los Angeles Lakers. I'd much rather open up a Magic Theater in Inglewood than that. Than Coach Beth.
But it's just facts though. Like a lot of these superstars, they're just more gifted and talented. Yeah. They never learned how to fundamentally play. They relied on the athleticism. They relied on their natural talent. So they can't teach the game basketball. They can't assemble a team. They can't do these things because they don't think on that level. We can roast Jerry Krause all we want. Jerry Krause built, they lucked into Jordan, but they built a contender that won 6 rings. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't take that away from coaches.
You've never seen Mike try to do that. Mike ain't ever tried to coach nobody.
Because Mike can't coach. And Mike also Mike does not know how to build a team. They was about to offer, fam, no. They was about to offer Miles Bridges 120 M's.
To do what?
He's not that good.
Not to do what?
Is he better than Lou Dort? Lou Dort got 82. Is he better than Lou Dort? Seriously. Is he better than Mikal Bridges? Is he better than Mikal Bridges?
$60 million player.
Is he better than Colin Sexton? They're only offering Colin 40.
He ain't better than Colin Sexton, but he getting low ball.
100%. I said, yo,
that's because everybody done gave their money away. That's what that was.
So, you know, the best thing for Colin is he needs to take that qualifying offer for 1 year and become unrestricted.
That's most likely what he's going to do. And go ahead and come here. Come to Dallas. What I need you to do, bro.
I think I have some money off the books by then. Y'all can swing an offer at Colin. Yeah. But it's just. Even the one thing that I would say what hurt.
I'm trying to think of another example. Oh, my least favorite saying. My least favorite saying. for point guards. If they're a cerebral point guard, they love to say, I can see them coaching in the future. Stop saying that, because it's not true for everybody. It's not true. You know you hate hearing that too. It's stupid, because I'm like, they said that about Rondo, and then where do you end up? Which, I'm always going to pat myself on the back, because I told y'all. I told you that man wasn't right. I'm always going to say that. And I was like, nah, being around, when you're around certain people, you can tell. And when that stuff came out about him, I was like, he seemed like the type. He was always angry. I never understood where it was coming from.
Did he swing on Doc Rivers in the locker room?
There it is.
Did he do it? It was always alleged, but no one could tell me if he did.
I believe he did it. If you asked me, I wasn't even there. I just know he did it. Dude.
I used to ask my pops. I said, yo.
Okay. You remember the Raptor-Mavericks game? Do you remember that? When he cussed out Carlisle in front of everybody?
Yes. I didn't watch it. I was in college at the time, so it was kind of harder for us to watch games back then. But I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I was there. I was there. And when I say it was loud, I was in 300s, and we all heard it. And the whole crowd went.
So damn, like y'all was up there, and you heard that shit?
Yes. He yelled it. He yelled it. It wasn't no, he just told him. No, he yelled it.
What's funny, because
we all heard him.
What's funny, because Rondo seemed like the perfect pickup at the time. Like, oh, you got yourself a true point guard. He'll want to score. He'll dish the ball out and run the offense and do all that shit.
He hated being there so bad, bro. He hated being there so much.
Y'all really ruined Dirk's last 3 good years in the league.
Let me tell you the sick part about, like, with Rondo, too. Yeah, like, he just ran. I remember, like, before COVID, you used to get your autograph signed by the players.
Mm-hmm.
Most people bring balls or whatever. They wouldn't bring, like, very rarely would you see cards or anything. Like, people just bring jerseys and basketballs and things. He used to tell the fans straight to their faces, I can't sign that. You might try to sell it. It would be like something generic, like it may be like their program or something. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, so he was crazy. But back to the original topic. Yeah, every basketball player cannot be in that front office.
They can't.
Their best bet is always like trainers, maybe even a scout.
But you know what even is as far as front office goes? Why people always wonder Charlotte could never really build a contender their best year was like that one playoff season. Was it 2016? And I said, because Jordan does not know how to commit to, hey, we're bad anyways. Let's be bad right now and build for the future. He himself could never do that. He was too cheap to, like, you could make trades or pay guys, but he was too cheap for that too.
And that's the thing that he got rid of. Minus Kemba Walker. It was like, bro, you could have worked with some of them people.
Mm-hmm.
You could have. Gordon Hayward. I would have took some time with that. I would have took some time.
He was terrible at drafting. Like,
he lucked up on LaMelo.
No, because LaMelo's right there. And it just happens to be that. And you know the one thing I did peep and no one was talking about ever? Knowing my conspiracy that I found out about the 2021 draft, the Warriors about to try to make up for the fact they lost out on LaMelo. Because they had LaMelo right there. I said, at worst case scenario, you always draft the best player available, because if he does not fit into your system, he will make a hell of a trade piece to get that extra star that you want. And everybody likes LaMelo. So seeing how the offense runs, like, they're like, damn, we could have reused LaMelo. That's why the niggas want a Giddy. That's why they want a Giddy at 7. I've been told y'all this. It's been reported that they wanted Giddy. Like, it was known.
The dub.
But Giddy's people said he really wants to be in Oklahoma. Make it happen.
I'm just okay. I'm trying to think of the words for this.
Y'all could have had Giddy. That's cool. Bro, you know how y'all know how crazy the offense look. He ain't got a score.
that nigga facilitate
the dub
to not Jordan sure Poole, the Steph. Like, he's feeding
the dubs the ball when they were everyone. Getting, like, when they got JTA and stuff like that, I was just like, okay, what are y'all doing? That's really how it was. That's really how it was when they got everybody that they got in 2021. I was just like, what? Who are these people? Because remember, I told you, I covered the Santa Cruz Warriors in the bubble, in the G League bubble. Mm-hmm. So Jordan Poole had been there for, like, at that point, two seasons.
Yeah, he was there for
about two and a half seasons. And he was cooking. They had, man, almost called him Melly. It was the Italian, Nico Mannion. Now, Nico Mannion is cooking in Italy right now. He's doing really good. But he was like redheaded scoring machine in the G League bubble. I knew that it was getting nasty when Warriors fans were hitting me and other like people that covered the Warriors in that bubble talking about, put Jeremy Lin back on the Warriors. I was like, nah, y'all don't need Jalen. I said, y'all need to be looking for like younger guys. I mean, he still got as long as Linsanity is still in people's minds, and he keeps popping up every now and then. Guess what? There will always be a market for Jeremy Lin somewhere.
Linsanity was only 3 weeks. I've never seen a nigga benefit his entire career.
Over three weeks.
Gilbert Arenas didn't even get that.
And well, I ain't gonna say it. Look, this is my show, so I can't say it on my show. I know why. He was in the locker room doing things. He brought something in the locker room.
In moments like this, I wish my pop would be on the recording or in the room with me. Because the way he will give you a play by play on what happened, you would think this nigga was in the locker room.
He was in the locker room. He passed it to him. Here, bro. I'm like, what are you doing?
What's that clip when niggas that the nigga swung his body
to the side? To the side. Like,
the way he said, you know, Gilbert Arenas dropped the bag on the ground and said, choose your weapon. I said, Dad, were you there? I said, how you know he said, choose your weapon?
He's in the locker room. He's in the locker next right next to him with towel on his head. What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do, bro? Like, what you gonna do? Play what? Just like that. Nah. But yeah, he showed us a shoot your weapon. But yeah, he's in the locker room with them things, man. Oh man. Okay, I gotta read this real quick off the Twitter. Worst case scenario for Mavs this year. Brunson and Porzingis are all-stars and both lead their teams to playoff. Mavs struggle to make play and lose the Lakers. Man, get away from me. Get away from me. That's why I don't listen to Mavs Twitter. You wonder why. Because the Wizards are still going to be the Wizards and the Knicks are still going to be the Knicks.
Bro, I told you, some of these fan bases, you realize these guys are idiots. I asked somebody who I'm really cool with. I said, yo, what are your predictions for the year? He said, I don't know, man. Know how Presti moves, you know. I got us about 26 wins. I said, y'all want Victor that badly? So where you're going to talk yourself into thinking this team is only going to win 26?
Thinking that's cool,
you're
going to lose? And I told you straight up, y'all going to the playoffs, bro. It's a playoff team. That's a young playoff team. I'm not making the equivalence to when y'all had the big three and Westbrook, Durant, and Harden, quote unquote. But this is a fairly decent team to where it's a lot of, like, if, basically, let's put it like this. If Memphis can do it, y'all definitely have the tools to do it as well.
You know the cool thing is to me? Imagine if Steph didn't roll his ankle in 2012 during that lockout season. Because remember, they only suck because he rolled his ankle and they just pretty much done for the entire season. That's why they suck.
And that was like the biggest come up for him, too.
No.
I can't think of the trainer's name, but that trainer took him under his wing and taught him how to play off that ankle, and he's been dominating ever since.
But to me, it just looks like this. Shea, this nigga looks way more built than he's ever looked in his life. I've never seen anybody look that. He looks like a runt.
That's facts.
Like, remember him in the bubble? Look at him in the bubble and look at him now. I'm like, God damn, that nigga swole. He's going to take another leap. Even one guy, you know, Zach Noble? Yeah. When he leased his official ranks here, Shay ranked at 32. I said, I think it's kind of disrespectful. And me and the guy, we said, yo, we both think that Shay should be probably top 25. And he says, I think he's going to be top 25 next season. He said, but him not really playing that much, that kind of affected his ranking. I said, to be fair, the one thing everybody would tell you, even the YouTubers who talk about like Team for the Bright Future, they said all the picks for OKC seems nice, but they're going to need to luck into the top three because that's where the generational guys are. You got to luck into that.
Yeah.
As much as I hate seeing it, you have to do it. We got it. We got it. And you bring in three top 12 guys. You bring in, which this happened this bad. I kept sending y'all the tweets. I was actually shocked about it. They brought in the shooting coach for the Spurs.
Yeah.
Bringing in the shooting coach for the Spurs.
Yeah, y'all.
Who helped out? Who helped out with Patty Mills shot?
The thing y'all did was y'all found, like, that's what I kept telling you. I was like, okay, now they're bringing in experts. They're bringing in specialists to teach these young guys how to win.
There's another one thing that I always said, and it's like the fact that he fixed Kawhi Leonard's shot perfectly. He made Patty Mills' shot respectable. He made Tony Parker a threat. The one thing, nice talk to our home, again, homie Kendall. I know he gets on your nerves on Mavs Twitter, but like he knows basketball.
So it has water under the bridge. I mess with him now, and I'm just like, I still call him stupid because I'm just, if you know me on Twitter, if I messed you one time, I'll probably just mess you randomly. Like, shout out to Bibbs Corner.
Yeah,
he's Bibbs. Only probably 2 years older than me. Probably 2 or 3 years older than me.
I can hear his voice.
I always call him really, really old. I call him like a senior citizen. Like, he said he lost weight on vacation, and I said, oh man, that's good for you, because men at your age are prone to hypertension and high cholesterol. Like, I just like, I just say things. Like, I'm just messing with you. It's never nothing hard. So yeah. Kendall, yeah, I've had some conversations with Kendall where he's making sense.
Yeah. But the one thing you say,
and circle the block, that tanked. That was really where all of that started. Because I was anti-tank due to the fact that, it's like you said, Dirk's last three seasons were a waste. It was It was fun for him. Like, to see him his last games.
But you know what I would have done? I would have limited the games he played. So he won't be limping and his knee is to this day still fucked up. Take some games off, bro. Like, he just kept playing. Like,
because you remember the original plan, right?
No.
He was going to play one more season.
You know what's funny? I asked people, I said, are y'all sure he's going to retire? I said, nothing about this says he's retiring.
Dog, this is what the plan was.
I don't think his body could handle it.
Yeah, that's what it was. If his foot hadn't got jacked up, Dirk would have played one more season. So he would have played 22 seasons. He would have went down as the undisputed longest tenured person. Well, he already is, but he would have made sure he solidified it in the 22nd season. Because really what he wanted to do, he wanted to mentor Luka and Kristaps more. But he also wanted to play with them. Because in a perfect scenario, a healthy Dirk, a healthy
KP, moderately healthy.
And yeah.
Because he's old, by the way.
I want to be nice. Look, I was being nice. and a young and healthy Luka would have been a great team. If old man Dirk could have just did a few of the things he's good at, KP stay healthy, and Luka stay healthy, oh, we would have been a nice team for 1 year. I mean, I'm not saying championship, but it would have been a nice little playoff run. Yeah, it would have been nice. But unfortunately, like he said, that foot is still bad. He hates when people talk about it because he's like, it makes him feel bad. He's like,
he said he hasn't even been, and it hasn't even been on the court.
He hasn't even shot a ball.
And that makes me sad because I remember that nigga Dirk. As much as I'm never a Mavericks fan, I said watching Dirk, I'm like, my God, this nigga is amazing.
He's incredible. But no, that was, but when you said that, yeah, that's the reason I was anti-Tank, because I said we got Dirk going out bad. We got him going out sad. Like, how you break this down? Oh, his last game in the NBA. Yes, he got to make some shots. It was fun. But at the end of it all, Dirk lost that game in San Antonio. They lost. Now, we won the home game. We won against we won against Phoenix. And Jamal Crawford. I'm sorry. I almost said Jordan Crawford. Jamal Crawford had like 50. I think he had like 50 points in that game. There you go. Let's see. Let's add him.
Here you go, this bum right here. He ain't even set up the microphone, so he ain't get two fucks today.
Nah, I'm setting up as we speak.
Hey, Keanu. Got the new thing.
Like I said, we doing this. Thread, look, we do this. Look, we do this by accident, my boy. It's just life.
If we want to flex, then give me
2 seconds. Hey, no, hey, Keanu, it's your championship year.
Nah, you
bro.
Make, look.
No. I'm doing a different type of flex
for the Lakers.
He gonna bring in that
little FIFA shit. I already know he about to do.
Listen, you already know. Because you don't want to talk mats. You don't want to move mats. You don't want to move mats.
Hey.
You don't want to move, Matt. You see what it says right there.
Big money K.
If you want me to,
if we're doing this, I can go to my car right now and pull out.
If you want, if we can keep going. My suitcase is full. We can keep going. It's full. We can keep going.
We do.
Oh, we put out shirts. Badges. Listen. Let's not do badges, bro.
We can. What else is there? Also, the bag itself. By the way, the bag itself. You know,
nigga, just... are y'all hiring at some point, my nigga? Could you
I know, for real.
Like, a lot? Like,
yeah.
Are y'all hiring, my nigga? Like, I'll move.
Listen,
whenever I find,
no, you don't even have to. You can work remotely. I work from my house.
You ain't tell me nothing, bro.
But listen, they ain't have positions yet. As soon as I hear something, I'm gonna let you know.
Because my nigga, like, I need.
You know, I'm trying to get into that too, man.
Listen, I hear you. I hear it.
I'm trying to be the one man ESPN. Man, you see me on the baseball field now, bro.
I could even do the podcast with these new amazing headphones if I wanted to.
Bro, this nigga. That's how you know this nigga's making, bro.
Listen, let's get to
Jamaican.
Let's just pod, yeah? Let's just pod, yeah?
Nah, bro. Nah, you messed up now, bro.
Let's just pod, yeah? Nah. It's all good. It's all good, though. It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to mute my mic while I'm setting up my mic.
No, you can talk about the trip.
Yeah?
Go ahead and talk about the trip, bro. Talk about the unseasoned food you was eating. Yeah, he wasn't showing no personal plate.
Listen, man. I was out there struggling. I was out there struggling, I can't lie.
Look at this uncooked chicken they gave me. Like, yeah, you want to show pictures of that?
They were trying to kill me, man. They were trying to kill me out there. There's one thing I can say about the Danish. It's just like, the only thing that they know how to do is fish and potatoes.
I just need y'all to look at this real quick. This is great shit I just see.
What is he doing? Is this speed?
What is he doing?
Is that speed?
No.
I thought it was speed.
Dog. If y'all saw this video, we ain't gonna talk about what he's doing in this video. I am like, because he got the ear and in the nose. He's smoking out of all of them.
He's trying to see the Lord.
For real.
Hey, but Keanu, you missed it, man. Shad has a theory about how the Thunder gonna have a better record than the Lakers this season.
You don't need a theory for that. That's facts.
They hired specialists, because, bro.
Yeah, you're like, we're not talking about theory rooms.
I was ready to cry, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I broke down crying. I said, we hired him to be our assistant coach. The nigga that fixed Kawhi Leonard's shot, who made Tony Parker a threat. Like, he did all that shit. I said, Josh Giddey's shot is about to be respectable.
I broke down crying.
Like, there's no difference between when I found out Prince died and when I found out that we hired those that if I hired him as a coach. Like, I had the same reaction. I had the same reaction, bro.
Besides the unseasoned food, how was everything in Denmark, my boy?
I'll be perfectly honest. Well, actually, I don't even know if you've introduced me because I feel like this is the first time I've been on your podcast.
This is the first. Oh, yes.
That's his first time we've podded before, but it's always on my pod.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now, y'all know we usually do this on Ivy's podcast, but this is Keanu's first time on Shot versus Smile. We got Keanu, yes, like Reeves on Twitter and everything else.
He came through flexing. Oh, he said flex the jacket, all of that.
Mr.
FIFA. You know what the worst thing is? Yeah. The worst thing is
international Keanu.
My intention actually wasn't even to flex the jacket. Like, if you understand the everything I've been through today just to get back to London, it was a
massive. I heard you missed your flight at Copenhagen.
I did miss my flight in Copenhagen, yeah.
How did you miss your flight?
So my flight was at 7:55 a.m. and obviously, like, there was a staff party the night before. And I was supposed to, it was my first FIFA event. So I was just like, okay.
You kind of had to.
Yeah, I kind of had to go. I should sound much better now. Because I'm not going to have you, man, trying to get onto me for sounding like sad. It's my first event. So I was just like, I have to go. Even though the DJ was moving mad, he was moving insane with his mixes. Like, he should be ashamed himself to even call himself
a DJ, bro.
First of all, the Beyonce album drop. You should play the whole Beyonce album all the way through. Like, that's easy.
Listen,
just playing that Beyonce.
Listen. I'll let you answer. This is a rhetorical question. Do you think the people in there listen to Beyonce?
Probably.
No.
I'll tell you the answer now.
Probably.
No.
The answer is no.
When he showed me who was there, I was like, nah. No.
I'm telling you.
I didn't see who was there.
White
people love, bro. White people love Beyonce.
But that's the thing. It's not those kind of white people. That's the thing. It's not those kind of white people.
You sound like you're Midsommar, my nigga. And I need to pray for you.
Yeah, no, I probably was. Like, I mean, I'll get into the food later, but yeah.
They played the husband, and they played the wildest song. You could from the husband.
Yeah. Like, it's just, yeah, there was a lot going on. There was a lot going on. Guess the song they played and then guess the song they played after. I promise you, I can give you 10 tries. You'll never ever get it.
I feel like I saw you post it in a group chat, but I didn't pay
attention. I did.
Because I was probably like early in the morning.
They played.
It was funny.
They played Niggas in Paradise, and then the DJ dropped it and mixed it with My Money Don't Jiggle Jiggle. It folds. You want to see me wiggle, wiggle. For sure. Makes you want to dribble, dribble. You know, hiding in my feet. Really good. This is what I had to deal with. But going back to my flight, yeah.
Well, I told you should have left.
I should have left. I had every reason to leave. Like, I had all the signs to leave and I didn't leave. So I leave. I go to bed at like 2 a.m.
Ooh, and then, that
yeah, set my alarm for like 5:30, and then I woke up and I was like, "Raw, this sleep was real nice, but it shouldn't have been this nice because it should have only been 3 hours." And then I wake up at 9 o'clock, and me waking up at 9 o'clock was basically the equivalent of I would have been back in London by the time I woke up. So I panic and I'm like, "Damn! So what's gonna happen?" I call my colleague. He's like, "Yo, just message this guy. We'll get you a new flight." But my whole thing was just like, I wanted to get a new flat before. I wanted to get, because sometimes because it's late and it's a Sunday, they might be like, oh, we'll drop you on a flight tomorrow. And I'm like, that ain't gonna fly. That ain't gonna work, chief. And that's not what I need. I need to be at this game. So he put me on one at 3. I got there. I got back to London for 4. And then I missed the first half, but then I made it for the second half. And then that was the important part, because there was no goals in the first half. So I was calm. But yeah. So because I didn't get to go home and change, I had to just wear the FIFA attire, because I was really just going to go in like a jeans and a nice shirt, but I didn't get the chance to change. So it's peak. And welcome to everybody on the Shad vs. Smile podcast. We here. I'm here.
Yo, it's E-Ray, the quasi-bad guy, the Diet Coke of evil, the side god of pod, and I'm here to tell y'all, come check out my show, Binge Flicks and Chill. You never know what you're going to get, but we always talking some good shit when it comes to television and the latest movies. So we want to bring y'all in. We want to make sure you have a good time. You learn something, you laugh, you cry, you might stab a nigga or two. I don't know what you're going to get, but that shit is popping. So come check out Binge Flicks and Chill. And it's me, E-Ray, and I'm out.
Big 45. he came for the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you. He said, I caught a flight for this. That's love right there. I caught a
flight. Yeah. And then the food, right, they tried to kill me over there. They wanted me gone. Well, they didn't want me to make it back.
I knew the chicken was bad because you didn't post a picture of it. You just, it was literally a black with words.
Yeah. It was.
Said, it must have looked that bad.
Yeah, like I can't exaggerate the fact that when I say the chicken was the same color as the skin of the chicken, which was both pale. I'm convinced it was like, there's not a lot of black people here in Denmark. We don't know what he's doing here at the event. We don't know why he has credentials and has access to every area of the event. But this has to stop.
They probably like, come on, eat. And you're like, nah, I'm eating this.
And what made, I think the fact that made it worse is the fact that it was day one. Like, they just was trying to get rid of me. Ooh. On day one. I was just like, damn, who did I
offend? This will make him go home.
this will do it. But literally everything
and they play Stormy Myers Go Black Man while you ate the chicken.
Yeah, they might as well have. But no, nah, other than all of that,
they crowded them.
No, they did. Other than all of that,
you like it.
I think like for my first event, my first FIFA event, like I think it was probably one of the best things I ever did. Like on Instagram, if you go onto the FIFA World Cup channel, like you don't have to, but like some of the concepts that I came up with are like just touching over a million views.
When does the cup start? Because I was like thinking
November,
because they're in a Qatar, right?
Yeah,
they have to move the date. I think there's a war. Didn't you say there's a war going on over there or something?
No comment.
Yeah, I just remember Sammy wanted them controversial takes, bro. Like, say, bro, you try to get him out. You try to get him out of there, bro. You ain't got answer.
You think because you can do it to Shad on Ivy's podcast, you try to get him out of here with the math stuff. You ain't gonna.
I just love
how half the stuff I say gets cut out due to the fact that it can ruin everything.
I just love. I just love conversation. So it's just like,
nah,
it's kind of come up conversation, yo.
Because you know, I would have said, oh yeah,
yeah, literally.
So side note, hey,
and then you won't believe what else I heard.
Hey, so side note, we're about to get a new stadium, y'all.
Who has it all in?
Hey, hold tight.
We're about to get a new
stadium. What's Chesapeake out here?
Where's it gonna be?
They're done with Chesapeake.
There is a lot of land in that area. So initially what happened was this. they had gotten proof. So I don't know if it's even more complicated because stuff even before I was born.
Hold up, there's also a blue play there too. Anyway,
yeah, but yeah. See, building's not gonna start immediately. They're gonna be proactive about it because the conversations really won't happen until at least it shouldn't be proved until about 2025, 2026, that range. But essentially, the program that initially was made, I guess OKC wanted a hockey team in the 90s. They always wanted a team of some sort that they can build, so they can help build their city up. And that's where MAPS comes in. And I think it starts from 92, 93. They approve an arena for a hockey team. That's when we're playing it now. To get which led to us getting the Hornets for temporarily because that stadium was pretty much new, and now it's Chesapeake. That arena itself was only built to hold a hockey stadium. It was not built to have the audience of a basketball team. Basketball team is growing, so initially, when they found out, well, the mayor, he's actually really in touch with the owners and everything. So he said, instead of us spending $70 million to redo Thunder Alley, the conversation is going to have to come up anyways about a new arena. And we extended our initial agreement for an extra 3 years, which I think it doesn't expire until 2026. They want to be proactive as possible because seeing how far Oklahoma City has jumped just in economy and population off the strength of the Thunder, they want to keep that going. So they want to just start ahead of time so they can start building a new arena. And there's like a lot literally owned by the same. There's a pretty much empty parking lot right across the street that they want to build the new stadium at. So the land is no issue. Oklahoma has a bunch of land. So initially they're starting to.
I am trying to find. Sorry, I'm trying to find Ric Flair's last match because it's actually happening right now.
Oh shit! But yeah, it's in the super beginning stages, but I know she's gonna pass because what that team has done for that city, that's just about to pass with flying colors.
But yeah. I've only went by it. I've never actually been in the Thunder's arena. I'll take them having it because when you look at when you see when the blue plays there, it kind of looks like a G League arena. Well, I'll say that now because now the Legends Arena in Frisco, it's but like I told y'all, when I went to South Texas and saw that Vipers arena, I was like. Yeah. That was crazy. So that's more built for like a good G League team, and I bet they'll fill it up just like they do over there.
But here's the Chesapeake, which is now Paycom, is really nice, but it doesn't reflect how much it's really grown. Oklahoma still has a identity being the second smallest market. It's bigger than Detroit, Portland, Milwaukee, Memphis, New Orleans, and population wise, just as a city itself, more than Boston, but barely. So, they said it grew, it's at that time, like it grew faster than we expected. We're at that time. People come here all over the world. If people come out of state, out of country, they want to see, they're going to buy some Thunder related.
Basically, just like Dallas.
Yep. That's why things don't pass. I just think naturally, people always complain. These people are like, oh, it happened in Seattle. So Seattle just took that team for granted because they had multiple. When it's your only market, when it's your only sports team, you're not going to take that shit for granted.
Yeah. But speaking of football. Speaking of football. We're going to talk about American football, what we talked about before we started recording.
Hey, hey,
two-game season.
Hey, but wait, can we laugh at Keanu's Lakers for a minute?
Go ahead.
Are you laughing at them? Yeah. All right, before we get to football. Would you please? Man's even pointing at me, you know. That's wild, you know. You're really here pointing at me. That's really here pointing at me. That's wild. See,
like, didn't I say we hired like real staff? All they hired was coach. I just said that. I mean, just, and it's true.
All they hired was Darvin Ham and then Rasheed Wallace, who then quit.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I ain't even do this.
It's BA, Black IRS, aka Black Wall Street, in the building.
Yo, it's J-Mo. Let me book the territory as residential white guy.
Yeah, our Caucasian correspondent. This is E-Ray, the quasi-bad guy, the Diet Coke of evil, Peen Malenko. You know, of course, the American cream, Brody Lodes.
And I am your pod guy, your pod tribal chief, the boy A-Dub in the building. And this is Let Me Book the Territory, the greatest four-man wrestling podcast known to mankind.
Absolutely. And you can catch us now on Inaudible Ruckus Presents. And we'll be here every Friday, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're ready for it, to sweep me when you see me and let the madness run wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do? Nothing.
He saw what he was about to get into. He was like, nah, it's not worth it.
Nah.
My thing is this.
I'd rather go on like one of them NBA Mountain Dew tours. I'd rather do that. I ain't mad at him.
At this point,
listen, the big three is right there.
I'm so serious. Please let LeBron walk. Please let LeBron walk. Like,
they won't.
Do not let him handicap your franchise. They won't. He will keep handicapping your franchise if you do not let him walk. Cleveland said, LeBron, we're letting you walk. What happened when they let LeBron walk? And I love LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan. They let LeBron walk. What happened? They're about to build a contender. Cleveland is this close to building an actual contender without LeBron. Miami let him walk. Competitive as fuck for a long time, and now they're contender again. You're not. Why are you letting this nigga handicap your franchise just so he can lose in the finals? Damn, that's messed up. I'm sorry, yo. I'm sorry. That's me. If anything that he knows how to do is lose in the finals. Like,
you're preaching to the choir.
If there's anything,
like, you have to tell me.
The one thing that y'all don't want to do is have a nigga and you take him to the finals and y'all lose. That's what LeBron does. You can blame whoever you want to blame. He loses in the finals. And why give up a bunch of stuff to just keep losing in the finals? No. When you gave up everything.
That's how I know Ric Flair old. The person with a shirt on.
I was just about to say that.
He wrestled with a shirt on. Man, I see the entrance. He brought the big gold out. And I was like,
that nigga
got a shirt on. I said,
He's cooked.
He got gorilla titties. That's why.
Not gorilla.
He been having them for like 20 years, bro. Man, when Ric Flair came back, yes, this looks bad. Like, he's walking slow. Like, this is just all around sad.
He's old, nah, bro. He's like,
he did like a he. He did like a whip into the corner, and it just stank.
Was it as bad as when Vince took that stunner at WrestleMania?
I think we're at the same level, like we're
the
at
equivalent.
The same level. Yeah, it's not looking good. I'll be perfectly honest.
Okay, I was gonna talk about football, but we gotta talk about wrestling real quick. All right, so you were in Denmark, so you didn't get to catch any of SummerSlam?
I've not, but I'm watching it tomorrow. I'm going to watch
Please
it tomorrow.
Watch it.
I'm not going to spoil it for you,
but folks have been asking me, because I know, like, another person I know was like, bro, should I even watch it? I said, you know what? Yes. They're like, what? I was like, no. I was like, the first Paul Rand show went very, very well.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how good it was. Like, I said today that it was as good as WrestleMania.
Hey. Listen, you know what it is? Look, I was a Black and Gold NXT fan. Like, I was a fan when Trips was there and he was running it.
And like, obviously, yeah, it was a lot of flippy stuff, but I like flippy stuff. But I also like really good technical wrestling a lot of times, and just a lot of just good general stories. And I felt like this was only going to be a positive. I didn't think, I guess basically based on what you're saying, like I didn't think things would maybe start to get into where they're at fast. Like I've, like, don't get me wrong, I've seen some of the spoilers. Like I know about Bayley coming back and all of that. Like,
all right, tell me what you know, and then I'll explain the rest.
I know Edge comes back, but I don't know why and when he comes, which match or when, what's a part of it, what, when he comes
back. All right, I'll tell you. Okay, so Judgment Day goes against Mysterios, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the match, Edge comes back.
Yeah.
Now, how he comes back, I won't tell you, because I want you to see it for yourself, because it was that awesome. It was that incredible. I was like, it was that good. So I won't explore that for you.
I see the ring. Yeah, so Bayley come back with Dakota and EO. I was happy with that. Because I knew Dakota was coming back. She weren't going nowhere. As soon as she got the news about Trips being the number one, I was like, she gonna be back. She gonna be back. And I probably even think she'll bring. I think even Tegan Nox will come back as well. I'm pretty sure.
But I think everybody who got cut for budget cuts is coming back
for sure. And Io getting the call up was like, is like 5 years overdue anyway, so I'm glad that they finally did it. And then the last thing I saw was, I don't know who won the match, but I saw what Brock did with the the bulldozer.
That was crazy. I saw that. That was crazy. Yeah. I said, I said, this ain't your movie
again. I won't say your movie, but the tractor was.
I need to watch that. I need to watch that shit.
I was just telling Keanu, I've been suggesting to watch WrestleMania. I said WrestleMania, watch SummerSlam. SummerSlam was like WrestleMania quality.
Normally I watch SummerSlam. I watched it last year.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch.
That was WrestleMania quality, so definitely watch SummerSlam. But how do I feel about all of this now? I really do feel that, well, Triple H and Stephanie should have been running WWE.
That
should have been.
Do you think they're gonna put Vince onto the jail?
Yes.
Oh,
probably not.
Honestly,
gee,
I don't think that money. Well, no, he's still a billionaire, so he could.
I said that nigga got a lot of money.
But they starting to get billionaires about it. So I don't know.
Are they? Like, are they?
The views shared by Ivy's podcast are not reflected of those of Shopping
and Smile. Y'all want me to lie so badly, bro?
No, bro. But Vince, though, I think that's why he stepped down. Because his money is gone. But he's 77 years old, bro.
Listen, that he's going to do
this
what?
This is like 30, 40 years of him doing this, though.
Who's my man?
That's a piece to Ashley Bizarro, bro. Like, he had her on a private jet trying to make her do that.
Who's my man that was... Who's my man that was that they that's wanted, but then like he just went to an island somewhere and then they just couldn't get him? I can't remember what his name is.
It's like everybody with over 8 to 9 figures.
Nah, he's in the music industry.
He's talking about Russell Simmons.
That's the one. Yeah,
he was in Bali. I'm in Bali.
Yeah. He went to Bali. Yeah, he went to Indonesia. Yeah.
Nick, so I can't eat, so I can't go home. You know, lockdown. Yeah. I said, bro, he's in Bali.
Well, he got dude, he posts like a random IG post or a random TikTok of him in New York. And then before you know it, when he go on live, he back in Indonesia, bro. He's smooth with it when he comes in and out of the States, bro.
He had a PJ. Like, get him. He's trying
he to got more PJs. Now. He keep his PJ gassed up like Taylor Swift do.
But y'all get mad at me when I say, okay.
That's what Sam was like. Nah, see,
I see
said,
how
you say about Taylor Swift. I'm like, Taylor Swift do be using her jet just to go from one place to another, just go get a cup of coffee. That's facts.
The only thing we're allowed to say about Taylor Swift is that she has a long back. That's it.
She do got a long back. Shout out to DJ Miro.
Shout out
to DJ Miro. Like I said on last week's episode. Taylor Swift
was actually pretty. And I was just like, damn.
I still need to listen to the episode to understand why you put Bam Bam Bigelow on there.
You have to hear it.
I have to hear it.
It's because he was describing a wrestler, and we're just like all sitting here like, who's he talking about? And then Ada finally found out because he described it so terribly, and we're all just like, who are you talking about? Ada said, he's talking about Bam Bam Bigelow. Like, we sat there.
For 20 minutes, we kept the show going, and the whole time we're all googling like, who is the fireman?
The
man with fire out of his body.
That is hilarious.
That jumps off the ropes. We was wondering for like a good 20 minutes, and then A-Dub finally found it. Was like, oh, he talking about this video game. I think it's called like WrestleMania, something Legends of WrestleMania, something like that. And Bam Bam Bigelow was in it.
He had like a fire streak on his head or something.
Yes. Yeah, he had it. But all the people in the world he named Bam Bam Bigelow. And he didn't even know his name. It was sad. He had us lost for a good minute.
I'ma still go back and watch though.
But nah, it was sick. But no, it was just a sick situation when it comes to Vince McMahon, because he's been literally doing this for 30, 40 years, and he finally got caught.
Hey,
went crazy once he got that money.
If you see the speed, like, if you see the oh my days, that's the finish. Oh my days.
You saw the
finish. The finish is Rick putting the figure four on Jeff and then just lying down, and that's the 1-2-3.
Oh, that's what you're talking about right now?
I'm talking about right now.
Send the clip, bro.
No, I'm watching the clip right now. Like, he didn't tap. Like, Jeff Jarrett is laid out on the mat. Rick does like the slowest little pivot to try and get into
the figure four. He just let him have the dub.
Literally, he let him have the dub. Like, he just lied down and then was just like, the ref came and then it was just like 1-2-3, that was it, and then they let the confetti go.
That's crazy.
That is hilarious. Listen, Ric Flair cannot step in this ring ever again.
Because nobody should be. Boy.
He should have stepped out 20 years ago.
Listen, they're making this man drink water right now. Like, he's
boy, because remember there was
he almost Vegas died trip. A few years ago.
Remember, yes. There was a Vegas
bet. What are we doing here, bro? What are y'all we doing here?
Y'all knew there was a Vegas bet.
Nah, this is
that stupid. Ric Flair would die in the first 5 minutes of the match.
Hey,
he almost died a few years ago.
Nah, look at him.
Why
bro.
Is he still that wrestling?
Nah, please find the stream. Look at him.
Honestly. Have y'all ever seen The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Oh, it's hilarious.
And they told him, they said, yeah, your heart can't like handle anything else. Like, you should not wrestle again.
Bro. And he did the jump off the top rope.
The rails, the ram jam.
They're all rooting for him. He's like, he just the jumped. Ram jam. What would have made that movie so funny? What would have made that so funny? You just heard a bot. They just had a sound effect of a body just hitting the thud. And then the movie cuts to black. I'm like, is that nigga dead? Like, he knew he's gonna die if he keeps wrestling. And he said, I'm gonna do instead of him saying, hey, let's fix these matches because you don't have a bad heart. He said, fuck it, we're gonna go out on top. I got respected though. Like, he went out on top. Like, I got to respect it a little bit too. Like, phenomenal movie, man. That was a good movie.
That boy hit, man. Mickey Roy. And Marissa Tomei was in the movie.
Bro, if I was doing the redacted back then, I would have been that bitch laughing my ass off. There's no way.
Y'all want me to take this seriously?
The boy, when he did a
slow motion, I'm like, yo, this nigga's about to die.
He had the big old heart attack. It was just all around horrible. All this to fight Ernest the Cat Miller, bro. Who is dressed this as is a the problematic worst thing
sheep. I've ever seen.
Don't tell me everybody in the ring and up there cheering and stuff like that was good. This is bad.
Oh my
this is, you make look, look. I'm looking for a stream. But none of these
I'm trying to find like videos for you guys on the timeline. Like this is the worst thing in the world. This might have been the worst thing in the world. Like, I don't understand. Like, people paid for this.
That's why I'm not paying for this. I'm trying to get the American.
It could never be me.
It could never be me.
Man.
You had a beautiful final match at WrestleMania against Shawn freaking Michaels. But that wasn't enough
for okay,
you. Then you went to
I'm
TNA and wrestled again.
Check the chat. Wait. I just sent you a gif of how the match ended. Like,
he's struggling. And he got the crimson mask. Is that the crimson mask?
Yeah. You knew that man was gonna bleed.
Remember, a light wind can make a light wind can make Ric Flair bleed. That used to be the saying. I'm like, nah, it's true though. You basically hit Ric Flair in the head one time, he busted open. It's like, bro, that's why Ric Flair. I think Ric Flair never had a first blood match after like 2000. Facts. You would win just by hitting him one time. Bam.
Facts.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm like, dang,
that
bro,
man has
really?
Baby skin. He has baby skin.
But looking at this, Ric Flair clearly won, right?
Yeah, he won.
Of course.
That's nasty.
Of course.
That is the nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life, bro.
Also, the only thing, the real thing that we could take away from this, of again, I've not watched the show, but Jeff Jarrett knows how to get the bag.
For sure.
The man went from SummerSlam yesterday to Ric Flair's last match the next day. That is
okay,
ultimate
I'm
bag
showing
game.
The guys a picture of Flair. That's nasty.
It's hilarious.
Hey, Sam, what do you got?
Woo!
Sam, what he got?
Them gorillas.
What you say you got?
Them gorillas.
You know, it's funny. I make jokes, but my jokes are so just like autopilot. Like, I forgot I said that.
That's what I'm saying. He got the gorillas.
Bro, look at him. He can't do no push-ups.
He's even through the shirt.
He can't do no push-ups.
Hey, why they say this was his equivalent, though?
Evil.
Oh man, yo, they said the man looking like mermaid man, bro.
Oh my god, mermaid man, you know that is hilarious.
Oh. Man, but yo, yeah, that was our live reaction to Ric Flair's last match, bro. Because we did not know
his
that
last
he was
match
had
been
20
years ago. Why is he still
like I said? Like I said, he had a perfect ending against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. Then he went to TNA, got cause I guess he needed another bag, and he wrestled again. And off and on, he just kept like then obviously he stopped there. Then he started managing his daughter. I guess that got boring. Then all of a sudden, he almost died like a few years back. We were all shook.
Why is this nigga bloody?
He got hit in the head with the shoe.
Okay.
Yeah, he wanted that note,
episode 45, y'all. Like, I can't do this no more.
I can't do it no more either. That was it, bro.
We have to end it here.
We got to end it. There's nothing, like, I wanted to talk about, like, that family that got $7 billion from Spectrum, but Ric Flair just overshadowed all of that.
I want to talk about Khalees. I love talking about Khalees.
Yeah, what's been going on with this? What's been going on with this? I've been hearing stuff about it.
Oh, okay, man. Take this. This is coming from someone who's
I gotta take off Mermaid Man.
Turn this off. So coming for someone that's actually like, I'm a Beyonce fan, but I'm a sensible Beyonce fan. Essentially, we found out Khalees's Milkshake is sampled in a song on Beyonce's album that just dropped.
Yes, I heard that.
The whole thing is Khalees didn't even know until her fans tagged her the night before the album's gonna drop.
Okay.
And saying like they say, hey, because the leak came out, so like they figured out Khalees in the album, and they said, hey, congrats to Khalees being on the album. She was like, what are y'all talking about? I'm not on the album. And they sampled her shit, and she's not mad at Beyonce, she's mad at Pharrell.
Pharrell would have given the clearance.
Pharrell gave the clearance because he owns her publishing. People are like, oh, well, you know, it's her fault. Khalees was a teenager when she signed that contract. She signed the Star Trek in 99 when she did Kaleidoscope.
Not the fact. I'm gonna let Sam
cook on this due to the fact he literally did a whole episode on this.
Nah, so it's just, I don't know. I've always thought of her to be one of those like unsung icons of like black culture, especially from our music standpoint.
Early 2000. Yeah.
Because this girl had a whole song with, she used to work with No Doubt. Gwen Stefani and them. She used to work with them like crazy. She helped bring Gwen Stefani in to hip hop culture. But she never gets a credit for that shit.
Shout out to y'all not only knowing her for being Nas's wife at one point in time.
No, and it's just, I don't,
it, she did to a whole me, bunch just, of stuff. She was one of my favorite artists too.
To me, it just pisses me off. It feels so disingenuous that literally this time last month, everybody was talking about they weren't going to see the Elvis. All the niggas said they weren't going to see the Elvis movie because everybody how, mama done seen that movie. Which that movie made a lot of money, so I know motherfuckers lying. But everybody talking about they wasn't going to see the movie because Elvis stole from black people. I said, yo, these label artists, these black artists, they're not on their publishing, so their music could easily get stolen like that. But now it comes to a black artist not having a publishing. You want to blame her or her lawyers? And again, she signed that contract when she was a teenager. You want to blame her and everybody because it's Beyonce. And again, she's not mad at Beyonce. She's pissed at Pharrell. She just says, Beyonce, hey, everyone in the industry kind of knows what me and his relationship is like. It would have been nice for you to at least reach out so I would know that I'll be on the album. I'm not mad about not getting paid. I'm just like, he's doing whatever the fuck he wants to do with my music. And I have no idea what he's doing with my shit until it just comes out. That's the standpoint. And I'm in the same vein. The album is still fire. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Khalees.
I'm going to tell you right now. My vinyl will be here by the end of the week. Can't wait.
I'm about to order my shit too. This shit is fire. But I'm still a Khalees stan. I'm a Pharrell stan. And I don't call myself Beyonce stan because her stans are weird. I don't associate with them.
Man, what is up with you? Now as far look, first it was the feds. Now it's the beehive. Keep going, Sam. Keep going, Sam. He said, I'm going to make sure nobody ever listens to this show again. Because one of you either going to be locked up or beat up by a whole bunch of people at Beyonce concert.
He wants you canceled. So,
for real.
Yeah, I'm definitely terrified of niggas. I'm terrified of the folks who get to drop on me at the Beyonce concert. I'm shiver me timbers. Yes. I'm terrified of who's going to beat me at the Beyonce show. Like, get the fuck out of here. Well,
hey, I ain't going to see high heels. I see his high heels. I'm like, Sam, why'd you do this, bro? Why'd you do this, man?
Arrested for 13 counts of hate crime. Hey!
I'm like, this on me. They should with me. What he out of my mouth, they said it was you. All I see was high heels and subpoenas. And you going to jail,
bro? Like, what? But again, but I'm a sensible fan. I love Beyonce. I grew up on Beyonce. I was the main person arguing
8 years before it became popular to say that Beyonce actually is a very well-versed technical singer. I was saying this 8 to 9 years ago. I said Beyonce is a very well-versed technical singer. She's amazing at crafting a song. I love her music for that. I did my first ever podcast, shout out to Champion Radio, that I came out 9 years ago. And we talked about the self-titled album when it came out. We're doing the end of the year rankings. I said, this is a very well-crafted album. I love Beyonce to death. But at the same time, like, stans, they love to move the goalposts for when they want to. And again, it's never been about Beyonce. Could Beyonce have reached out? Yes, she could have. She could have reached out to that girl. If the average viewer knows the issues that Khalees has with Pharrell, Beyonce knows the issues that Khalees has with Pharrell.
Of course.
It's that simple. Like, if you know, like, yeah,
you have to remember the industry is small, so there's no way that she wouldn't.
And if she recorded this during the pandemic, she definitely had time to read up on what's going on if she didn't.
Absolutely.
even Pharrell will admit him and Khalees, he will not admit his fault in it. He'll admit him and Khalees are on good terms. And he'll still uplift Khalees as being the blueprint. But now all of a sudden Khalees is not the blueprint anymore. Now she doesn't have a career. Now she's fishing. I'm like, okay, alright, cool, whatever. That's how y'all do. I see how the internet is, because Khalees was just y'all's aesthetic last week. Y'all love how she dyed, how she keeps her hair dyed. Y'all love how she rocks her natural hair, how she dyes her natural hair, how she's on this alternative black girl wave. Y'all loving all that shit.
Can we talk about how basically she's been the wave way before then, and also it took them the last, what, 3, 4, 5 years to catch up to Khalees?
But you know why?
Because Pharrell and them finally put out her album in the US that got shelved, Wonderland. Everybody started realizing, oh, this is the album that really influenced Tyler the Creator. This is like the album that started pushing the iconic Neptune sounds that we know. Those were the first versions of that sound. Yeah. Those are the first versions of that sound. Like, I think this album was supposed to come out before In Search Of. This pushed those sounds like crazy. The first real version you saw of Clips. There's two songs back to back, with one with Pusha T, one with Malice. That's your first version of seeing Clips. Like, everything was being done for that album, and it just got shelved at the last minute. And her, Tierra Marie, Teedra Moses, more so her and Teedra than Tierra, but like their career suffered.
Ex-husband one more time.
Who? Nas? Bro, fuck Nas.
He was, look, nah, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Okay.
Nas was not
tell
lying.
Me why. About
Nas
what?
Was not lying.
About
when
what?
He was basically giving her, before, when they were still married and in love and on good terms, he was always giving her flowers, and people were like,
he did for sure. I'll give you that.
And basically, it was
they were treating her like she was nothing. They were treating her like she was nothing.
No, Khalees was that chick. She was the it girl for a good minute.
I'm a motherfucker born in 95, and I know Khalees was that chick.
There you go. She was. I mean, it was more than a milkshake video. She had always looked. I remember when I made the cover. I think I made the cover for you and Josh for the episode y'all did. And I was like, bro, I remember, like, in publications and stuff like that, I never knew who Pharrell was with.
It was always,
like, dang, who is that?
That was always Khalees.
Like, yeah, it was always Khalees. No,
he was with Khalees. Khalees influenced that iconic Neptune sound with the guitars and shit. She influenced that. Yeah. Them niggas wasn't doing that shit like that until Khalees came around. But Naomi, like, she deserves her flowers. Did Beyonce need to reach out? No, she didn't. Am I mad for her for not reaching out? No. Khalees deserves better. It's a fact.
It's always been
all these things are true. She deserves better. And Beyonce's album is also still very fire. I have not stopped playing it. These are all still very fast.
It's been, you know, hey, you know what's been weird about, like, black folks, the last few things of culture for us? Why did we keep, why you got them losers keep saying the stuff is, like, bad? It sucks.
They always want, because they want interactions. They want
it was
to talk to them.
Listen, they might care about KPIs.
It was,
It was Nope. It was Beyonce's album. It was Mr. Morale, the Big Steppers. It's everything that's considered good. They want to be like, honestly, that shit ain't all that. Bro, I don't like that. I went to my friend, two of my friend's birthdays were yesterday. Well, their birthdays, like 5 days apart, so they celebrate together. They said, hey, let's go see Nope and go get some dinner. I said, okay, cool. I was full expecting to have to explain Nope to them because a lot of motherfuckers didn't get Nope. And all of them said, yeah, we got it. Autumn got the main story and they understood the themes. I said, I hugged them. I immediately hugged them. I said, my niggas ain't stupid.
I'm about look, me and my bro going this week. And I'm looking at him because
I hugged him the way Drake hugged that cup, hugged that family and
God's plan
video.
Hopefully y'all go this week. Hopefully I'll go this week to see it.
Please go this week.
It's cool.
But yeah,
it's a cool movie.
Yeah, my bro was like, I don't know. And I'll tell y'all off mic what happened.
I cannot be off mic. Like, you don't know. No, I literally can't be off mic. I have to like go immediately. As you see, okay. I'm not in my own house.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna wrap this up real smooth. All right, so I give y'all ads and everything so we can go ahead and wrap this up. So I can tell y'all this real quick.
At Ivy No Carter _ Horns down.
All right, wrap it up.
About horns down.
About you, boo.
Me? Oh,
yeah. I know it's your first time, but come on, bro.
Hey, listen. Yes, like Reeves everywhere.
Hey, hey, Keanu, it's an Oklahoma thing, man. You wouldn't understand.
You're right. You know what it is? You know what it is? You know what it, I really know what it is. Was. You know what it really
is? He was asking me about the Red River robbery tickets. I was like, bro, you gotta be rich and white for them tickets.
No, I was gonna say, you know what it really is? It's a winning thing, and we've not done that in the while, so I just wouldn't get it. So that's, yeah. So
hey, y'all bring it back with Russ, why not?
Hey, listen. Ham Nation. Which you know about
38 wins.
38 wins. All right, so,
if LeBron keeps that pad.
Right, so. Y'all got the Uncle Urban, music composed, all that good stuff. Like I said, this is episode 45, catch up 46. We got Depp live in studio. We're going to have him talk about Northside Depp and all that good stuff. And we're going to play his music in the middle of it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a big one. Oh, yeah, I had to fly him out for the podcast. Had to bring the big three together for this one.
You're flying me out.
You got to flew that. You got to get flued out.
Nigga. Hey, you don't want to money, man. You got the money, man.
I know you got that people. You got the people break paper. Lion say I'm lying. Come out here.
No comment. No comment.
I'm just hoping. I'm just hoping my book. I'm just hoping my book moves units, bro. We working on that.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, my
I see what you did. I see what you did there.
What
I like it. I see what you did there.
We trying to get them Taylor. We trying to get them Taylor Swift jets.
I'm just trying to.
I understand.
I'm trying to move units, man.
Hey, listen. Send me the first drafts.
Just fly, cause we bored. Hey. I love it.
Throw it up. No, yeah. You drink that water.
My jet meet your jet at the anchor.
Yeah.
Where'd y'all go? We don't even know where we at right now. We just tapped on the plane and said, let's go.
Also, Sam, we're allowed to be tied to the rankings, by the way. We're allowed to be tied.
Hey, I don't know about all that. Look, I don't know if you're allowed to be tied yet.
All right, no. Look, then. I'm going to end it just like this. You know, I'm going to name my private jet.
Watch your jet.
I'm going to name it Longback. And we out.